for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
What you are about to listen to is an audio experiment, a gift from us here on the What the Frequency team. So, dim the lights and enjoy the unnerving time we'll be sharing together. This is our What the Frequency audio experiment Halloween special.
But you'd look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Thank you. What are you doing?
They have a ray oscilloscope. Connect the output from the generator. Just select to and give me 10.7 MC to the mixer grade. 6J6 PSM number 5. Both sides to chassis. Disconnect the 2-layer capacitor. Connect the high side of the oscilloscope to the frequency control. R25 to R27. Both sides to chassis. Adjust the sweep generator and oscilloscope to obtain the response curve. The ratio detector characteristic may be viewed by connecting the oscilloscope across the volume control. R14 capacitor C33. Before checking the ratio detector characteristic, what are you looking for at the address? 1. Keep the answer C7 short. 2. What are you doing here? Press R27 away from lane. Switch and pin number 5 to main 1. 3. The ground lead of pin number 2 of V2 and V8 to be down as chassis. Its length is critical. Its length? What are you doing to critical? What? I did. It is unique from R26 to R6 to drop staff chassis and away from 6J6 driver to the socket. 5. C42 to have short range and the color code of the capacitor to break the coil. The capacitor should be cemented down with a polystyrene cement at the same time L2 is cemented. From the high side of the beam should be pressed away from the beam. 7. Beam from pin number 2 of V1 to terminal point. Then first, I, transformer should be pressed against the chassis.
What are you looking for?
What?
What are you looking for?
What?
What?
Your passenger.
Well, press all.
What are you doing, sir?
Running from the passenger control. 13.
What?
And press of infinite
power. Are you
looking for?
What? What are you? What?
Alternate motor
winding while the 8-hour grid wanders at the same transformer to be then the grid winding is loaded with the resistor while the plate winding is weak. Only one winding is loaded at any one hour.
This audio experiment contained vocals provided by the talented Susan Joseph. You can find more of her work at www.sackjo22.com. If this was your type of weird, as it is ours, please consider supporting us for as little as $1 per month. And since if you are so inclined, you can do so at www.patreon.com/WTFrequency. As always, I'm James Oliva. Thank you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.